Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Today is Luka's 21st birthday, and Kevin wants to know what you think he's going to accomplish by the time he turns 31.
Yeah.
By the way, he's partying in Miami. And he was asked about, celebrating his 21st birthday in the greatest party city in the world. And he said, it's not, actually to me, Madrid is better. So he likes other cities other than this country. And that's kind of weird. That being said, there's also a picture of him that Jalen Brunson posted, and it said, happy birthday, Bodie, to the greatest Cowboys fan in the world. And then there's a picture of him in a Dolphins sweatshirt. Luka promptly quote tweeted it and said, relax, Cowboys fans. It was to pay off a bet, which you always say when you're caught in the act.
Sure.
That being said, Luka Doncic, in NBA history prior to turning 21, Doncic is first in triple doubles with 21, first in 30-point triple doubles with 10, first in games with 25 points, 10 rebounds, 15 assists, 4. First in three-pointers made with 305. And one of two players with 2,500 points, 500 rebounds, and 500 assists, all before turning 21. Bam.
Wow.
The greatest 21-year-old in the history of basketball. What do you guys say? Magic won a championship, right?
Yeah.
He led the Lakers with the 42-point game in game 6 against Philadelphia.
I might go him. I mean, it's interesting comparing him up against LeBron. We came away with, it looks like Luka in the first two seasons is better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but he's right up there, obviously.
It's amazing we got him. Jordan was the third pick. I know LeBron was the first pick, but it's amazing to me going into that draft that there were people, in fact, we know there were three teams that didn't think highly of Luka Doncic.
Yep.
Phoenix, Sacramento, and Atlanta didn't think he was that special of a player, and that was just less than 2 years ago. That's what they thought of him.
Remind me, would you have taken Ayton over Luka at the time?
I would have. I had Luka second.
Okay.
And like I had him ahead of Bagley, even though I love Bagley. It's just because size, and Ayton had looked like transformative at his size. And he, if you look over there in Phoenix, like he's starting to kind of get it.
Ryan McDonough left after, or was he fired? I can't remember, but he was gone. He was our NBA insider. He was GM at the Phoenix Suns at the time, and he was the one that was his last draft. He didn't draft Luka.
I was going on vacation to Galveston, and I go on to Galveston right around the draft every year with our family. And I remember the show before I left, because it was a day or two before the draft, and I said, I just want to get this out just to make sure everybody understands. If I had the first pick, and my dream scenario is Luka Doncic. If I had the first pick, I would take him. And by the way, I wasn't saying Luka Doncic at that point. I can't even remember how I was saying his last name, but I was just like, this is the next Magic Johnson in the NBA. I said, if I'm comparing him to a player, and I know he kind of gets compared to Larry Bird, and I said, if you watch him play with Real Madrid, he's more Magic Johnson than he is Larry Bird. And I didn't know he could score the ball like this. I was taking him first overall over Ayton, over Bagley, over, I couldn't believe people were actually considering Trae Young at 3 when that rumor started coming out 24 hours before the draft that Atlanta really liked Trae Young and was and possibly thinking about taking him at 3. And then it just sounded like there was no way that Luka would get past Memphis at 4. That if the draft went 24 hours before the draft, if we started getting DeAndre Ayton's going 1, Marvin Bagley's probably going 2, Atlanta really likes Trae Young at 3, And then Memphis was like, if it plays out this way, we will probably take Luka Doncic over Jaren Jackson. And so that's kind of the way it looked like it was playing out before trades. But it's just amazing to me, a guy that spectacular at 17 and 18 years old against men that were 22 to 35 years old was not considered the best player in that draft.
And I don't know how many people will cop to this now, but Corey, we were on from the AAC that night,
yep,
and people were furious. There were plenty of people who were like positive, and yeah, hopefully they listened to, you know, me and Nick did the Backboard Basics podcast, and I said,
just like the Mavericks to get a Euro.
Exactly, a white Euro, yeah, especially. And I was like, he's the best player in the draft at three different positions. And so,
but the problem was we didn't get to watch him in the NCAA tournament.
That's true.
Nobody understands what that league is all about. So without the ability to
fans, not general manager,
right? Yeah, without fans, yes. Without the ability to actually, like, even when you tried to go look up film, you saw highlights of him, but you didn't get to see the bad stuff. Like, there just weren't full games out there for you.
Well,
just
on you, yeah. I saw three of them.
Okay, I had a hard time finding stuff, but that's.
But
fine.
To your point, I couldn't find his 50 games.
Yeah,
I could find like three, and those were games where he had spectacular games. But just watching him handle the ball, make no-look passes, I just thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But on those highlights, there were times where he scored. I would have never guessed ever, when we're talking about his 21st birthday and all those stats you had, Corey, of his unbelievable scoring numbers that he's had before the age of 21, I would have never guessed that he would have been close to a 30-point-a-game score in his second year. I thought coming into the league, he was going to be like a 15 to 17 point guy and 10 assists in his rookie year. Like, I thought he could average a double-double in that and probably get like 5 or 6 rebounds. And then I thought, well, in his second year, he might be able to get to 20 points if that's what he wants to do with still his 10 assists. And I know he's not averaging 10 assists. He's very close to it. But I just thought he was going to be more of a distributor while getting his 20 points, not being a distributor while getting his close to 30 points.
So we flash forward 10 years from now on his 31st birthday. People are pouring in with a bunch of opinions. Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. What has he accomplished? So we're at the same point in the season.
I just told you I gave you all the stats, Kevin.
But we're
10 years later.
10 years later.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What has he accomplished? Now, Mike, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, you're going to give me like a yes or no?
No, no.
Oh, you want
I want
to
you
ask.
To tell me like MVPs, okay, championships, because
okay,
you are the number one Luka fan that I know, just like Corey is the number one okay knower and lover and knower of all things football in the universe. Is I saw your Luka rookie cards. It was spectacular. I told my son about it. He thought it was amazing. And so you're the number one Luka fan I know. In 10 years, what has he accomplished?
Does that include this year?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this season as well.
Yes.
All right.
I will say, and I'm going to be very homerish here and say it's all with the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, sure. Let's go off of that assumption.
That he has won 2 NBA championships and 3 league MVPs.
Wow.
Okay. Those are my basic, like the most important things are championships and then your MVPs in the league. I think in his next 10 years, I think he will have 2 NBA championships. Those are very hard to come by.
Sure.
And who knows what's going to happen in the NBA with team building and dynasties and kind of all guys going to LA or going to Miami or something like that. But I think that my kind of over under will be 1.5 championships, and I think he will accomplish 2. And over under on MVPs will probably be 2.5, and I think he'll go over that with 3.
All right.
I will be disappointed if it's 10 years he doesn't have a championship or at least 1 MVP. I will just like, wow, I can't believe if we are talking in 2030 that guy hasn't won at least 1 MVP and a championship in his career.
From the 817, I see Luka being a 2-time MVP, winning a championship. From the 972, 11-time MVP. He's so good 1 year, they give him 2. From the 940, 4 championships, 6 MVPs, and playing with Bronny Jr. From the 817, 6 championships, 4 league MVPs, 5 finals MVPs.
I just assume if he wins the championship, he's going to be the MVP of the finals, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's rare that Steph Curry is your best player and they give it to Andre Iguodala. That doesn't happen much.
I don't know if he could play with Bronny Jr. because I don't know if they'll ever be in position to draft there.
Oh, hopefully not, right?
Yeah.
Are you assuming that he's going to be a
I would assume that
I probably am
will
too,
be at the top
so,
of the draft,
yeah.
too. I've been watching him play. Can I give you my numbers,
yeah.
my thoughts here? And I want to get to this from the 682 in just a minute. In the next 10 years, Luka will have 10 championships,
okay.
10 MVPs. Right. Hold on, I'm not done.
All right.
10 scoring titles, 10 NBA Finals MVPs, 500 triple-doubles, and 700 gallons of Gatorade drank.
I don't think he'll ever, I know you're exaggerating, but I also don't think he will ever win a scoring championship in his career.
Wow.
I don't think that is in his goals. I think he is such a team guy.
Wow.
And I know that sometimes he can get a little bit selfish with the ball, but he's being somewhat selfish at times because he thinks I have to do it here.
Yeah.
Not I just want to score points. And nothing against Trae Young. I love Trae Young. Trae Young is probably going to outscore him every year. Like, I think Trae Young's going to have a scoring title or two in his career. And Trae Young doesn't not pass the ball. I just think that Trae Young is trying to get at times 40 or 50. And I don't think Luka is trying to do that.
All right. Here's one thing. And I think, regarding a lot of this, from the 682, one ring and that's it only. Mark Cuban will find a way to mess it up like usual. And I talked about this with you guys yesterday. The smartest thing the Mavericks have done is to go ahead and get Kristaps now. They got Kristaps last year planning for year two of Luka's career. And the biggest thing with LeBron James early at Cleveland was, y'all have given me junk.
Yeah.
This is all I have to work with. And you're adding Richard Jefferson here? Like, that? This is all you're going to give me? And so I'm out of here. I'm going to go somewhere else. Well, right out of the gate, his rookie season, the Mavericks said, we got to put a superstar next to him. They trade for one. Now they got him. Yeah. And you can see what they're building together. So they've already built the core of it. Now they just have to add to the next thing. And just like with Clay and Steph, and I know Draymond Green was there too, and maybe you have that guy right now, I don't know, but all they had to do was recruit Kevin Durant. All they had to do was get that extra piece and maybe find the right combination of veterans,
yeah.
but you already have it, and that's why I think Luka is going to continue for the next 8 years,
yeah.
be very successful.
I'm going off of this. That they will not add another superstar to this team. I'm picking two championships
wow.
based off of Porzingis is your number two,
wow.
and they add solid veteran guys for their other
yeah.
pieces. If they add
if
another superstar,
yeah.
I will go to four NBA championships.
Wow.
If they add, let's just take out Greek Freak. He's the best player in the game today, arguably.
Is it arguable?
I think Harden argues it.
We'll
some
get
people
to
that are big LeBron James fans would still say maybe that LeBron's
okay.
the best player in the league. And Kawhi just won a championship. He's not healthy a lot to really rack up. But I would say this. If they get – I'll go with Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
If they add Bradley Beal in this offseason, which I think is a 1% chance of happening, but if that 1% chance happens, he'll win four NBA championships.
Dude, did you hear that? James Harden audio?
Yeah, we might need a little bit more time.
Let me ask you this
that.
Last one for you guys. Will he average a triple-double for a season the way that what Westbrook did the last couple years?
I think he can do it one time. I believe that. From the 210, two MVPs, two NBA rings, one finals MVP. I say five championships from the 214. And then we got a couple of people push back. And they're like, from the 469, I'm sorry, I don't see any of that happening. And from the 501, he'll maybe win one championship and two MVPs at most. I think one championship, one MVP, I'll put him on the same
yeah.
level as
yeah.
Dirk. And
This is a hard league to win in, man.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of really talented teams out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.